Later today, we get the release of the Fed minutes. As a reminder, the central bank has consistently let down market expectations for a shift towards more accommodative investor-friendly policy, instead keeping with its higher-for-longer policy track and not willing to rule out the possibility for additional rate hikes. The combination of a U.S. economy that has held up relatively well and ongoing concerns about the possibility for more upside pressure on inflation have kept the Fed from bending to the will of the market. The interesting thing about today's minutes is that there has been an added pressure for the Fed to reconsider its stance since the latest central bank meeting. This, of course, on account of the current geopolitical turmoil and on the back of the latest wave of Fed speak, which has all leaned more dovish. We've heard such speak from Fed Bostic, Logan, and Jefferson all this week. Heading into today's Fed minutes event risk, we've seen a wave of risk on flow in reaction to this added pressure for the Fed to reconsider policy. But when we consider market reaction, it's important to consider the balance of risk heading into the event. And given that we have seen so much dovish pressure of late, on top of the fact that the Fed minutes precede recent events, the balance of risk is tilting more towards a market letdown of the minutes, which means the realistic possibility for a move back towards the US dollar and renewed downside pressure on stocks. That's all for now.